DEA looking into Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs' death. By Warner Todd Houston on September 19, 2019. The Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, is reportedly looking into the circumstances surrounding the overdose death of Los Angeles pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Skaggs was found unresponsive in his Texas hotel room on July 1 while the team was in town to play the Texas Rangers. He was pronounced dead at the scene, and police felt there was no foul play. But a toxicology report found that the 27-year-old player had fentanyl, oxycodone, and alcohol in his system when he died. Now, the DEA is looking into how Skaggs obtained the drugs that led to his death, according to sources talking with ESPN. The Skaggs family alluded to the participation of an Angels employee in obtaining the drugs, a charge that the Southlake, Texas, Police Department is investigating. The family also announced last week that they had hired Texas attorney Rusty Hardin to lead a private investigation into the player's death. Skaggs played a career-high 24 games in the 2018 season, going 8-10 with a 4.02 ERA. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at Warner Thuston.